Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Hey, boys and girls, it's so good to be back with my elf helpers. What do you think, Tinsel?
Before we get started, I need to address the elephant in the room. Or should I say, the cookie in the workshop.
Man, that wasn't an elephant. It was a cookie monster situation.
Okay, somebody tell our listeners what happened.
Well, Santa, Mrs. Claus sent down a huge tray of sugar cookies for us to decorate during our lunch break.
Yeah, there were so many colors of frosting.
Yeah, red, green, blue, purple, glitter frosting. It was like a frosting paradise.
Everything was fine until Gruffy decided to have a frosting fight.
It wasn't a fight. It was frosting tag. Yeah, that's it. Totally different.
Gruffy squirted frosting at Clyde, who accidentally flung some at the conveyor belt, which was carrying our toy race cars.
The cars got very sticky.
Yeah, and then the sticky cars rolled through the doll hair station, and now we have 30 Barbies with frosting in their hair.
I spent an hour washing doll hair. Do you know how hard that is?
Oh, my. Gruffy, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry, but in my defense, those race cars look delicious now. Those little frosted hot rods. All right.
They actually do look pretty cool.
Well, I'm glad you all cleaned it up together. Now, what toys did everyone finish today?
I completed 89 baby dolls and restocked all of our art supplies.
I built 20 model train sets. Choo-choo!
We finished 200 musical toy pianos and packed up coloring books.
And I finished 150 slime kits, 75 monster trucks, and I cleaned the reindeer stables. Donner says hi, by the way.
Wonderful work, everyone. Mrs. Claus wanted me to tell you she's making hot cocoa for tonight.
Yay!
I'm going to go prepare a story for the boys and girls while you elves read my letters for me, okay?
Sounds good, Santa. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right, you elves. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
We have a very fun letter here that, well, this little kitty friend of ours writes in every year. Well, really types in.
Yeah, his mom uses a typewriter and everything. And it looks all old style. I like it.
Yep, it's a classic.
Start it off, Tinsel.
Okay, Clyde. Dear Santa Claus, hello. It's your favorite black cat, Bam Bam.
Bam Bam!
I'm 14 years old this year. My mom can hardly believe it. I've been a very good kitty this year. I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and I took my special medicine like a good boy.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, is what I say.
It continues, it didn't taste great, but Mom gave them to me inside soft treats.
Yeah, so see, with animals, you can't give them sugar. You give them those treats, right down the hatch.
My vet says that my thyroid numbers look better right now.
Well, that's very good, Bam Bam.
Anyways, enough about me. Bam Bam the cat continues, how are you, Santa? How's Prancer doing? My dog neighbor, Ralphie, heard that Prancer broke his leg and won't be able to fly on Christmas.
What? How preposterous.
I know, Gruffy. Hold on a second. Bam Bam the cat asks, does this mean that Robbie or one of the other reindeer in training get to help pull the sleigh this year? There's Robbie now.
Hi, Robbie.
Come here, boy. I got some carrots for you.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, he's a messy eater. But here's the thing. Nobody broke their leg.
It was an internet rumor.
Oh, you can't believe everything you hear online. Everyone knows that.
Now, Prancer's doing just fine. He'll be pulling the sleigh. And Robbie, be on standby, okay, buddy? All right. Bam Bam the cat continues. What do I want for Christmas? I want to ask for a calico banana for my mommy. She's been trying to find one for a very long time.
Oh, those banana plushies are stuffed toys. They're from that anime series, Banana.
Yeah, features cats that live inside bananas. It's silly. We'll see if we can find any in the workshop and send them up with Santa. The letter continues, "Also, something fun for my auntie. She works a lot and deserves something really special. She likes dinosaurs."
Oh, who doesn't like dinosaurs? Rawr!
"Something that's duck-themed for my grandma. She loves cute duck things. As for me, I would really, really like a police car toy. I have a fire truck basket that holds my kitty toys, so I would like a police car toy, please. I think that's about all I want for Christmas this year, other than kitty treats. So I will have my mommy end this letter here. Travel safely on Christmas Eve, Santa. Your best friend, Bam Bam."
I like when Bam Bam the cat writes in.
Well, it's Bam Bam's mom.
That's right. Did you ever see a cat type on a keyboard or a typewriter?
Hey, Santa Claus is almost ready with his story.
Well, then let's take a short break. Boys and girls, remember to get your letter to Santa in the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation on East Main Street, Brantford.
Back after this with a Santa story.
I can hardly wait.
Hooray!
On B107.5 FM.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji's Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji's Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji's Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji's Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, The Snowman Who Wanted a Job. One morning, as the sun peeped over the gumdrop hills and sparkled across the snow, I heard someone knocking on my door. Knock, knock, knock. I opened it to find a snowman, three big snowy scoops tall, with a carrot nose polished to his shine. "Excuse me, Santa," he said politely. "I'd like a job, please." "Oh, a job?" I laughed. "What can you do?" "Well," he said proudly, "I'm excellent at standing still, very durable, and I can hold a broom like nobody's business." Oh, fair points. So I gave him a tryout. First, he guarded the sleigh. He stood so still that an elf mistook him for an icy statue and tried to decorate him with lights. Next, he tried helping in the workshop. That went poorly. Every time he walked by the hot cocoa station, he melted a little bit. Every time he sneezed, achoo! Snow sprayed everywhere. Finally, he tried supervising the reindeer, but the reindeer kept nibbling his carrot nose. One even ate an entire button off of his belly before I could stop him. The snowman sighed. "I guess I'm not very good at this." I knelt down and smiled. "My friend, there's one job only you can do." He perked up. "Really?" "Yes," I said. "We need a North Pole winter greeter. Someone friendly, cheerful, and always outside where it's cold." His eyes sparkled like icicles. "I can do that." And he did. All day long, he waved to the elves, wished everyone a merry almost Christmas, and even sang songs when the wind picked up just right. And from that day on, every visitor who arrived at the North Pole was greeted by the happiest snowman in the whole Arctic. Oh, that's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation.
Toji's Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.